USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is voting to give more tax dollars to Ukraine as it fights back against the ongoing Russian invasion. The Senate finishing its part Thursday by passing the $40 billion measure with a little under 90 senators voting for it. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul held up final passage for about a week due to concerns about the deficit and how the money would be spent. The bill now goes to President Biden. FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf testifies before the House Appropriations Subcommittee for Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration about the ongoing baby formula shortage. He dismisses the idea of axing safety rules to import more baby formula.
We will not let infant formula into the U.S. that is not safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Peyton Gendron, the man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store, has been indicted by a grand jury. He appeared in a Buffalo City court Thursday and is charged with first-degree murder. Gas prices are higher than ever for the ninth day in a row. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $4.58 a gallon. Kansas again has the lowest statewide average at $4.04 a gallon, but in California, the statewide average is now up to $6.06 a gallon. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says his constituents are hurting.
How do you work through it? I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, people, I imagine, can't drive less if they have to get to work, if they have to take their kids to school. So you're cutting it somewhere else. It's now become real for a lot of people. This is not 1 week of gas prices up. This is now eating away daily, weekly, monthly at people's budget at a time when everything else is up.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden says the more the merrier when it comes to joining NATO.
Nordic neighbors and leaders of Sweden and Finland are in Washington, D.C. Thursday. The request to become members of NATO is now official, and the process has begun. The Swedish Prime Minister, Magdalena Andersson.
Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership in our joint efforts to promote democracy throughout the world. Because democracy requires constant work and safeguarding. We have to win every new generation.
And Finnish President Sauli Niinistö.
Russia's war in Ukraine has changed Europe and our security environment. Finland takes the step of NATO membership in order to strengthen not only its own security, but also in order to strengthen wider transatlantic security.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ford is issuing three separate recalls totaling around 350,000 vehicles. The most pressing is for 39,000 Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator SUVs due to engine fires. The automaker says it has received 16 reports of an engine fire even when the vehicle was not running. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.